I am backstage at Rescue Rooms with Sam Shaw. How are you?
All right, yeah. Cheers, man.
So you're here supporting Years and Years on their first UK headline tour. How does it feel to support Years and Years, and how is the tour going?
Well, it's amazing to be given the opportunity to support them. They're amazing as well. So, like, just in terms of enjoying the music after we've played, it's been a really amazing chance to see them live, because I probably would have bought tickets if I wasn't doing this. And the tour so far has been awesome. We went Birmingham first night. Manchester yesterday was absolutely off the hook. It was like completely rammed and everyone went bonkers. So now Nottingham.
I've got tickets for tonight. I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to it. What can we expect from your set? Any surprises, or can you give anything away?
Well, hopefully it will just be I always try and achieve the same thing, which is that I try and give you like a lyrical performance. So there should be some lyrics in there that people can get into. That's kind of my vibe, is trying to tell a story or whatever on stage. So yeah, it will be a bit more, probably a lot more chilled than Years and Years is set, but kind of different, you know. Not an accusation, a play on words, just to change your face. And I was
running like I do, trying to teach you things you. So that's what you mentioned in your lyrics, and I wanted to ask you about that, because your single Hunger, mm-hmm. which we've been playing on our show loads, and I really like, and the thing that people mention about you when you read about you in the press or things like that is your lyrics. What's your writing process? How do you kind of get into it? Do you have a specific place you write, and what comes first, music or lyrics?
I think it's different each time. Sometimes I just have like a beat and I'll just start writing to it. I write a lot of my lyrics on the train, you know, just travelling around London, because it's kind of a nice place just to switch off. And when you haven't got music to write to, you can kind of, there's no restriction. So the restriction comes later when you're trying to fit it to music.
I want to talk about your year last year briefly, because you got signed to Black Butter Records, mm-hmm. which is amazing. You're now amongst people like Rudimental, Jessica Lynn, Gorgon City, Clean Bandit. How did that feel to get signed to them?
Yeah, it was sick. It was like kind of a year of like chatting and recording and playing and talking through all my music. And then right at the end of the year, it was like the 21st or 22nd of December, so it was a great Christmas present. It's a great home, you know. They give me free rein. They let me like spread my wings creatively, and that's kind of the most exciting aspect of it, I suppose. There's they're into what I'm doing. I really respect them as a label, and I respect their opinion, you know, on what I'm doing. So yes, it's a good marriage.
So that was right at the end of 2014, like you said. What are your 2015 plans? What have you got coming up?
After this tour, I guess there'll be some more records coming out like really soon. I'll still be writing, because I never really stop. So it'll be that, and then festivals and you know, certainly two or three releases, and hopefully start looking at my album for the end of the year. But I'm kind of taking each week as it comes at the moment, because yeah, it's all just so new and it's all happening so quick that I'm just trying to enjoy it, not really think too hard about where I'm going to be in 6 months.
Yeah, it's probably a good plan. You mentioned festivals. What have you got lined up this summer? Because it's coming around quickly.
I know I'm doing Wildlife. Well, I say I know I'm doing it. I'll have a word with Rudiment if I ain't on that, because they're booking the acts. No, I mean there'll be a host of festivals. You know, you got to be out there doing those sort of circuits. Hopefully, I'll just be playing like smaller stages, just because I want to play to smaller crowds, so that I'm building a legitimately organic fan base, rather than just sort of being dropped in and saying like, you know, this is someone that you guys have all got to like. You know, I'd rather it was built up a bit more organically.
Yeah, you've done festivals before, because when I was looking up on YouTube, I saw a clip of you back in 2011 mm-hmm. at Reading, BBC Introducing with Giacomo. Mm-hmm. So you've done that, and like you said, you featured on tracks TCTS, You, which is a really big track. How does it feel to be doing this solo, then, kind of doing this tour on your own?
I mean, like, as a solo artist, it's kind of the same, you know? It's just that my songs are a bit more developed, and I can kind of do things completely my own way. I don't have to consider anyone else. You know, the band that play with me, you know, are really lovely musicians, great guys, you know, and they just want to translate my songs in the best way possible. But playing live in general is better when, you know, the more people that are there.
I've got three questions for you because you said you're now part of the Black Butter family. Mm-hmm. I want to test how much you know about other people in the Black Butter family. And I'm sure you're going to love the original name because this is called How Sure Is Sam Sure?
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a fact about someone in the Black Butter label. Yeah. And you've got to tell me if you're sure or if you're not sure, okay? Okay. So first one, Jess Glynn is a massive Liverpool City fan.
Liverpool City?
Are you sure or not sure?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, you're good to be not sure because she's an Arsenal fan. Actually,
yes.
She's an Arsenal fan. Okay.
I didn't know that though.
The next one is Clean Bandit. Their name, Clean Bandit, comes from the Russian phrase, Chistaya Banditka.
Yeah.
Are you sure or not sure?
I'm sure. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, you're doing really well. It is. It's from a Russian phrase. Right, final question in How Sure Is Sam Sure? Rudimental. The name Rudimental comes from a childhood piano book.
I'm unsure.
You nearly got three out of three. You nearly got three out of three, but you didn't. It did. One of the members had a childhood piano book with Rudimental. I don't know if it's a song title or the name of the book, but that's why they're called Rudimental.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, two out of three. That's not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
No. So, thank you for talking to us today at URN. I've got one final question, because when I actually tweeted that I'm going to be talking to you today, I had lots of friends message me saying they're so jealous, and I had a question from a friend of mine called Daisy, who loves Hunger. She said, can you please ask Sam Shaw exactly when a new song is coming out, and if it's not soon, tell him to hurry up. That's what she said.
Okay, as far as I know, a new song is coming out on Monday.
That's really exciting. That's 2 days from now. That's the beginning of March.
That's
news.
Yeah, I really don't know if I was supposed to say it, but I think it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know on what format. It could be going on iTunes, it could be for free. I've given it to the label, they love it and they're going with it. So yeah.
Are you going to be playing it tonight?
No,
so we'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll wait to hear it and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Cheers, thank you for talking to me today. Cheers.
I'm so pleased to be here. We had a banging night in Manchester last night. I can't express how happy I am to be supporting years and years. We're going to do our best to warm you up and they're going to blow your socks off.